Today, November 25th, is the anniversary of the United Nations' declaration on the elimination of all forms of intolerance and discrimination based on religion and belief. Yet 25 years on, the international community's commitment to fighting faith discrimination lags far behind their attention to other areas of human rights, such as the elimination of racism. Tina Lambert is Christian Solidarity Worldwide's advocacy director. She says it's unacceptable that in the third millennium, a staggering 250 million Christians are persecuted each year for their faith.
I think there's perhaps not an understanding that being a Christian means that you put yourself often on the front line. So in countries, just take a country like Colombia, for example, Catholic laity, Protestant laity, they are putting themselves on the front line because of their faith. They're speaking up for the victims of human rights. They're involved in social work and social action there. And because of that, they're being persecuted. And because of the message of the Christian gospel, we are called to do justice, and to be doers of justice does put us sometimes in a position where we are seen as a nuisance by the government. And this has happened a lot in India too, where a number of Catholic laity and clergy have been attacked, and Protestants alongside them for the social work that they're doing. And that's often a reason why Christians are persecuted. But equally, any faith means that you have a source of authority which is above the government, and any government perceives that as a threat. Whether you're a Christian, a Buddhist, or a Hindu, whatever your faith, then you're definitely a real nuisance to the government, and they want to restrict your freedom of assembly, your freedom of worship, and your freedom of speech. And that's why so many Christians around the world are being persecuted. And our job at CSW and else, and for other agencies, is to alert the world to the sheer proportion of numbers of Christians who are being persecuted. It's a frightening statistic, this 250 million, but we believe it to be accurate.